With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In a Boise courtroom, victims' families earlier confronted Brian Koberger, who was convicted of murdering four Idaho University students. Koberger declining to make a statement at the sentencing hearing. Judge Stephen Hippler has sentenced Koberger to four life sentences, plus monetary fines going to the families. Speaker Mike Johnson is managing a delicate balance between appeasing Republicans over the Jeffrey Epstein files and buying President Trump time by shutting down the House early for August recess. We have details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Louisiana Republican tried to quell dissent in a closed-door House GOP meeting Tuesday. He told members to stay united, arguing it would take time for the administration to release files that would also protect the names of Epstein's victims. In an oversight subcommittee hearing Tuesday, lawmakers voted to compel the full committee to subpoena Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. Oversight Chair James Comer later told reporters that he had warned GOP leadership last week that the Epstein files came up in his committee, most of his members would vote on the side of transparency. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
One of the nation's top political observers says President Trump's second term is on course to be one for the history books.
Political commentator Victor Davis Hanson says President Trump is waging a classic counter-revolution.
It's economic, social, cultural, military, diplomatic.
He says Ronald Reagan tried something like it.
But not this multifaceted fashion.
From taking on big education and the Green Lobby to fixing the border and reinvigorating recruitment to the U.S. Armed Forces, all things the expert said could not be done.
He's doing all of that.
Hanson also says President Trump has undermined race and tribe with class interest, one that stresses a connection between working people from all backgrounds. Bob Agner reporting.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 432 points. This is SRN News. Florida's abortion ban is working.
Critics of the repeal of Roe v. Wade say it won't stop abortion in the U.S. Supporters of the decision say its purpose was only to allow pro-life states to act on their beliefs, and the numbers indicate that the supporters have it right. The latest from Florida, where the procedure is banned as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, indicates that abortions are down 40%. Other pro-life states are reporting similar declines in their abortion rates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China tightening its grip on Christians. The communist government is restricting what believers can do in worship services, requiring them to use hymnals that are full of songs glorifying the regime and spreading propaganda. Pastors' sermons are also being scrutinized, and government churches are being ordered to remove images of Christ and replace them with pictures of President Xi Jinping. All worship outside of state churches is forbidden. This is SRN News. The U.S. and Israel resolve issues of visas for visiting Christians. The latest from Felice Friedson.
A rare rift between Israel's evangelical Christian supporters and the Jewish state appears to have been stemmed with the involvement of American Ambassador Mike Huckabee, himself an evangelical. At issue was the difficulties reported by Christians seeking long-term visas and documentation from Israel's consular offices. Often unspoken, but at the core of the issue was the ultra-Orthodox control of the Interior Ministry, arguably the single political group that categorically denies access to those they see as would-be proselytizers. But for the evangelicals who notably continue to send tourists when others won't, and who provide strong political support domestically and on the world stage, Ambassador Huckabee has apparently extinguished a festering flame. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.